我们请大家一起先，我们来看一段圣经哈。
Let us read some scripture verses.
今天我们是要念的是马太福音第六章。
We will read Matthew chapter 6.
这也是一段我在刚刚信主的时候也特别熟悉的一段。
This is a passage that I was particularly familiar with when I first believed in the Lord.
但并不表示那个时候我真正的完全的明白。
But it doesn't mean I fully understood it at that time.
所以我们大家一起找到之后哈，是在马太福音第六章，我们要从24节念到33节。
Once you find it, we're going to read from verse 24 to 33, Matthew chapter 6.
我们找到之后我们就中英文就一起念哈。
Once you find these verses, we will read together in both Chinese and English.
马太福音第六章24节我们一起开始。一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶者爱那就是重罪
，or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and the wealth. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly FatherAre you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these.But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.And all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
好，真是感谢主，谢谢我们一起在这里读主的话语。
We thank God that we're able to read His words together here.
不知道你们念老师的时候感觉怎么样
？I don't know how you feel when you read that.
我那时候我记得我刚来到教会的时候，我就想，太好了，我真是像要鸟一样的，我也不种，也不抽，也不尝，就最好。
I remember that when I first believed, I felt like, oh, okay, that is wonderful. Then I don't have to sow, I don't have to reap, I don't have to store anything.
所以真是希望我的真实生命是比这个食物，我们所吃的食物更重要啊。
So life is more important than food.
但实际上。那么多年下来，我觉得没有真正的能够做到像主耶稣讲的这样。
But so many years have passed, I feel like I really have not done what the Lord taught us.
虽然我们嘴上可能可以说主耶稣讲的是对的，我们应该是这样。
We may agree with our lips and that yes, what the Lord said was correct, and it should be like that.
但实际上，我们的每天的生活，我们根本就没有反映出来。
But the way we live really does not reflect that at all.
因为我们就看看我们自己的每天生活的时候，我们会发觉我们根本没有把生命看作比这个食物更重要。
Just examining our daily lives, we really do not truly regard life as more important than food.
特别是对于我们这些以前是外邦人，现在我们得到了主耶稣，我们得到救恩的人。
Especially those of us we were previously Gentiles and had nothing to do with God's grace, but now we receive the salvation.
实际上，我们把主耶稣的时候也教导，都看得非常的清淡。
We actually regard too lightly the teaching of the Lord.
有没有真正的看重主耶稣所给我们这些，特别是外邦人的救恩？
We are not seriously considering the salvation we as Gentiles have received.
我想我们这大多数我们都是从亚洲来的比较多，我们可以说在那里根本就没有听到或者说没有这样好的机会让我们能够认真的认识这位真神。
The majority of us came from Asia, and really during those days, we didn't have any good opportunities to know the true God.
如今我们在教会里面，我们能够得到神的恩典，认识他。
Now in church, we get to receive the blessing, grace of God, and to know Him.
而且我们知道了，他为了我们的罪，而且被钉在十字架上了。
Now we know because of our sins, He was nailed on the cross.
所以在神的眼里，不再把我们这些人看作是罪人了。
So in God's eyes, we're no longer sinners.
因为我们所有的罪已经都归到主耶稣身上。
Because all our sins were ascribed to Him.
但是我们实际上我们生活中能够反映出来这方面吗？
But does our life reflect that reality?
所以我们自己看看我们一天的生活的开始，我们里面有多少是从神的话语在我们里面开始。
As we begin our day every day,Do we see how much God's word is in us?
那么我们一天里面我们有多少次会感谢神呢？
Every day, how many times do we actually say thanks to God?
我们可能有不少比较近前的，可能在每次吃饭的时候都会感谢哈。
Some pious Christians might always say grace before meals.
那还有多少我们真正能够在神的面前祷告，向他祈求，而且听他的话呢？
Then how often do we pray and listen to Jesus, to God in the name of Christ Jesus?
我们是主耶稣赐给了我们他自己的名，我们有没有奉他的名这样的向神来说话呢？
God has given us His name. Have we, by the name of Jesus, talked to Him?
神主耶稣他建立了这个教会，他自己的教会。
And Jesus established His own church.
我们有多少我们自己问我们自己，有多少把这个看得很重？我们愿意每个礼拜都来到了他家中，我们一起来敬拜呢
？Can we ask ourselves how many of us regard this as serious matter and come to church and to gather every week？
我们有多少就是很愿意、非常情愿的来到像查圣经啊，一起和弟兄姐妹们一起。
How many of us would be willingly come and do Bible study?
还有我们一起参加团契和弟兄姐妹们在一起。
How about fellowship and being with brothers and sisters?
还有包括我们真是用爱心互相的款待。
What about hospitality toward others?
我记得我刚刚信主的时候，那时候觉得每个星期天都要来，确实好像很烦，一个是很烦，就花了好多时间。
When I first became a believer, I felt like, wow, every week I have to come to church. That's quite a bother, and it took a lot of time.
如果我想真正，如果这个星期天如果能够不去的话，可能多睡点觉最好。
I felt like, oh, I could sleep in and make up my sleep. That would be so much better if I didn't have to go to church.
所以有一次，不是一次了，每一次那个时候我们是在下午聚会。
At that time, we used to gather in the afternoon.
所以特别是打那个美式橄榄球，都是在下午开始哈。
And then it's in conflict with the time of the football games.
所以那个时候不知道怎么到了美国来，慢慢就越来越喜欢这个球。
So you know, since I came to the United States, I fell in love with football games.
所以但是呢，也不得不来教会。
But I had to come to church.
然后呢，但是有机会来了，比如讲孩子生病了，我跟我妻子讲，我来在家看着他。
Then sometimes opportunities arose. For example, my kids got sick. Then I would tell my wife, "Oh, let me stay at home and watch over the kids."
所以你可以看到，实际上那个虽然得到救恩，但是没有真正的非常的看重。
So you could see, even though I was saved, but I did not regard it highly.
所以这里在希伯来书第十二章里面有这样的警戒。
And therefore, in Hebrews chapter 12, God gave us such warning.
我觉得是，特别是对我们是非常有大的帮助。
I think it's especially important and helpful to us.
是在希伯来书的十二章十五节到十七节。
So Hebrews chapter 12, verses 15 to 17.
我用中文念哈，我用中文念，我想英文就自己看。
We'll read in Chinese only, and English readers, please just follow on.
又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来，扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗的，如以扫的，他因一点食物，把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。好，这就是这段，我觉得是对我们是非常特别是我们蒙恩的儿女，我们如今成为基督徒，是很大的很大的一个警戒。
This passage is an important and great warning to those children of God who were so who received the blessing from God.
那么刚才主耶稣在跟我们讲的话是在马太福音第六章里面说到。
So what Jesus told us in Matthew 6,
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
One cannot serve two masters.
他说你一定是要不是恶这个或者爱那个，就是重这个或者轻那个。
Either you hate this one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other.
然后主耶稣他直接用到我们最对人的基本的东西来告诉我们这个道理。
And then Jesus directly told us this truth using the everyday common issues.
而且告诉我们一个真正的真理。
And he told us this very truth.
因为要我们不要为吃什么喝什么担忧，而却是要为生命担忧。
Do not worry about what we will eat or drink. Instead, we should worry about our life.
所以刚才二十五节主耶稣是这样说的，他说：“所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？”
Therefore, in Matthew 6:25, Jesus said, Jesus said, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?
记得主耶稣是在和谁说话的吗？
Who was Jesus talking to at that time?
主耶稣是和这些犹太人在说话。
He was talking to the Jews.
犹太人这些人都是是神的选民，他们是知道有神的。
The Israelite people were the chosen people of God, so they do know there is a God.
为什么神主耶稣在这里特别提到这个关于生命和吃的问题呢？
So why would Jesus specifically mention about life and the things to eat here?
当然，主耶稣也特别提到这个生命，到底讲的是什么生命？
And Jesus specifically mentioned a life. So what kind of life is he talking about?
我想主耶稣在这里你看前后就知道，他就是讲了我们人在地上的这段时间。
So within the context, you can know this life refers to the time frame of the life that we have on this earth.
包括你一个人，有的人他可以活到六十岁。
Some people can live to 60 years old.
然后七十。
70.
或者在八十、九十，有的到一百，现在还有一百多还多一点的。
And some would live to 80s and 90s, and nowadays some could even live a little beyond 100 years old.
虽然我们有这样长的可以说短也好，长也好，在地上这段时间，主耶稣要告诉我们什么是最最重要的。
Even though we have this period of life on earth, whether you consider it short or long, Jesus wanted to let us know what is the most important thing.
因为主耶稣他在后面传道的时候，你还记得主耶稣他在传道之后，很多人都想要跟着他。
Because you remember in the book of Matthew, when Jesus was preaching his gospels on earth, many wanted to follow him.
在约翰福音第六章。
In actually, John, the book of John, chapter 6.
第六章是二十六节，主耶稣是这样说，看到很多人要来跟随他。
John 6:26, when many people wanted to follow Jesus, Jesus said.
所以耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
所以主耶稣他直接说到我们里面的真正的问题所在。
So Jesus pointed to the exact problem within us.
也就是我们这些这些罪人在地上的时候，我们所瞎眼所没有看到的。
That is, we sinners on earth were blinded and couldn't see certain things.
就是主耶稣在这里行了很多的神迹，这些人都不在乎。
God has performed many signs. Jesus had performed many signs and miracles on earth, but these people didn't really care about that.
这些都是神的选民，他们是知道有神的。
They were already the chosen people of God. They know there is a God.
但是他们所要跟随主耶稣，是因为他们能够有食物吃啊，有饭吃。
But they wanted to follow Jesus simply because they have bread to eat.
而且是能吃得饱啊，吃得饱。
And they could be filled.
好，这是讲的犹太人，那讲到我们自己中国人呢。
So that was about the Israelites. How about we Chinese people?
可能我想你们很多人有听到这句成语，非常著名的成语哈。
We know this famous old Chinese saying.
所以叫民以食为天。
A food is of paramount importance of the people, necessity of the people.
这也说明同样一样，我们啊，对了，中国人我们是不认识我们的耶和华的，同样的。也是把吃食物是当作最最最重要的一件事情。
So this tells that even Chinese people were the same as the Israelites. We regard food as the most important thing.
关于这句话的出处的话，你们自己还可以如果上网去搜索的话，它前面还有一句话，然后包括整个故事都有啊。
If you want to find more about the origin and the story regarding that old Chinese saying, you can search the web and.It's a quite an interesting story.
我们从这方面讲，那么我还记得，小的时候，稍微长大点了，那个时候大概开始工作的时候，我们在国内还记得我们大家互相打招呼的时候就说吃了没啊，吃了没有啊。
I remember when I was young, just shortly after I went to work, and whenever we meet people, greet people, the greetings is "Have you eaten?"
所以我们都是把吃放在最最前面哈。
So eating is of primary importance.
当然，在小的时候，小的时候，我们是孩童，像孩子的时候，那个是对我们来说不重要啊。
Of course, and when I was a child, it was less important.
只要我们可以玩的话，我们饭不用吃的。
Playing was more important than eating.
对啊，我记得我那个时候，我爸老是说我老是在外面和人家玩，别人吃完晚饭了，我跟他们吃晚饭之前我跟他们玩，他们吃完晚饭的时候又有别人来，我又继续跟他玩，我根本就不要回家吃饭。
My father used to say I was always playing and didn't even seem wanted to eat because some of my friends after playing with me went to eat and I would stay there to play with another group of friends who had already eaten dinner and come to play and I didn't need to eat.
所以那是虽然小时候我们没有任何担忧哈，没有为了食物担忧。
So when we were little, usually we don't worry about food. We don't worry about anything.
我那时候特别喜欢一个讲一个神话故事。
I especially like a story.
特别是说本来是上帝是要那个我们叫神仙了。他说是叫人的，他本来叫派一个小神仙下来传个指令说叫我们人三天吃一顿饭。
So the story goes like this. God sent a little god to earth and telling the people on earth that you only get to eat one meal every 3 days.
所以我觉得那个才是最好的，要三天才吃一顿饭多好。
At that time, I thought, oh, that's fabulous.
但是这个小神仙下来的时候可能摔了一跤然后忘记了。
But the story says the little god somehow stumbled and fell and forgot about this thing.
所以他说是一天吃三顿饭。
So he got confused and said, oh, people got to eat 3 meals per day.
所以那是中国人讲的那个神说那你就下去给他们帮他们耕地了。
So then God told this little god and said, well, then you have to go down to plow the field for them.
所以那个就是牛哈，牛就下来帮助人耕地。
So this little god was turned to a ox and to plow the field for humans.
所以让我们有一天三顿饭了哈。
So that we get to eat 3 meals a day.
当然，我们那时候虽然小的时候我们自己不担忧，但是我们的父母亲却在为我们能够在桌上有饭吃他们的工作。
So when we are kids, we don't have to worry about food, but our parents have to worry about putting food on the table for us.
然后呢，他们也激励了，叫我们要好好的读书。
And they also encourage us to study hard.
等到将来的时候，我们自己也能够有饭吃。
So that in the future, we'll have food on the table.
所以你看，我们实际上还是一样啊，这个饭是我们非常重要的。
So it follows the same loop that food is the most important thing.
当我然后工作了，长大了，然后结婚了。
As I grew up and started working and got married.
所以我跟妻子也要努力的工作，能够使我们的，我们也有孩子了，使我们能够孩子，我们都能够得到饱足。
My wife and I both had to work very hard so that our children could have sufficient food to eat.
然后我们当然是来到了美国，然后我们在这里继续的工作哈。
Then we came to the United States and continued to work.
然后呢，等到孩子慢慢慢慢一天一天长大了。
Then as the kids grew up,
在他们长大过程中也不断地给他们许多的压力啊，好好的读书啊，好好的读书。
And we kept giving them pressure and said, you got to study hard, you got to study hard.
等到你们长大之后能够找到一份好的工作。
So that you can have a good job once you grow up.
所以你们能够也能够生活得好。
In order to live a good life.
我们当然知识分子不是讲的那么说哈，有个饭吃就好了哈。
Of course, you know, we don't just simply say, oh, have enough food to eat.
所以这意思就是说你能找到一份工作是很高的薪水的。
We actually are implying that so that you can find a good job that actually makes a good wage.
所以你那个时候你不要为吃什么穿什么担忧了哈。
Then you don't have to worry about what to eat and what to wear.
然后呢我们自己呢
How about ourselves?
等到孩子们长大离开家了之后我们可能在考虑怎么样要吃比较健康的食品啊
？Even after the kids have grown up and left home, we have to consider what kind of healthy food we have to eat.
所以健康的食品是比较贵一点。
Well, healthy food is more expensive.
那我们是不是要花更多时间去工作，然后可以吃这个比较健康的食品
？So that should we? Then the question is, do we need to spend more time working so that we can have money to eat more expensive food?
然后让我们能够在地上活得更长一些。
So that we can live a little longer on this earth.
最好能够超过100岁。
Maybe over 100 years old.
然后不管怎么样，我们还是回到地里去了。
But regardless, we will eventually end up going back to the earth.
难道我们这一生就是这样的一生吗
？Is our life just like that?
包括我们信主的或没信主的。
And believers or non-believers.
我们在这里。神在哪里？在我们生活中哪里显明出来？神在什么地方
？Where is God in our lives？
他是创造宇宙万物的神。
He is the one who created the universe.
他给了我们生命，我们来到地上有这样的一段的生活。
He gave us life so that we can have this period of time on earth.
我们都没有跟神打声招呼，或者说声谢谢哈。
We never even said a hi or thank you to God.
所以我们看看我们自己，实际上。圣经里面有说这样的生活是什么样的生活
So the Bible actually tells us what kind of life this is.
所以在彼得前书里面是这样说的，他说你们从前好像迷路的羊。
So in 1 Peter it was saying like for you were like sheep going astray.
那么这也讲到我们这些人好像迷路的羊一样的。
So we are all like sheep going astray.
我们只知道在地上过这样的一个吃喝，然后睡觉，然后就慢慢就没有的生活。
We're living a life on this earth, just eating, drinking, and living, and then dying.
没有跟知道真正造我们的这个神，他在我们身上的旨意。
We don't really understand the will of the God who created us.
那么讲到犹太人呢？他们是这些认识神的人。
What about the Israelites who actually supposed to know God?
他那个时候，特别是摩西带领他们出埃及，要进入迦南地这一段历程。
You know, in history, when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt,
那么神是这样说这些以色列人的。
But God, this is what God said about them.
那是在希伯来书第三章第十节。
That's in Hebrews chapter 3.
是神自己说的。所以我厌恶那世代的人说他们心里常常迷惑竟不晓得我的作为
So this is what God said himself That is why I was angry with that generation And I said their hearts are always going astray And they have not known my ways
所以我看看我自己包括自己他就是信主之后 那段前段时间实际上也是一样
So as I examined myself Even afterI believed in God in the beginning period of time. I did not know God's ways.
我们只知道按照自己我们所被教导出来的方式生活。
We were still living according to the way we were brought up.
我们以为这个就是我们人所应当有的生活。
We thought that was the kind of life we were supposed to lead.
也是做一个良民善民的一个生活。
It's the kind of life of being a good people.
实际上圣经里面有说像我们这样子的人的话是什么样的人。
But Bible actually has something to say about people like this.
大家也都比较熟悉的罗马书第三章二十三节哈。
We're all very familiar with this Bible passage, Romans 3:23.
这里是圣灵让我们自己看见。
So that's what the Holy Spirit is convicting each one of us.
说到因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
在这里讲到世人的话，包括了所有的人，你我都在里面。
So this is for all, including you and me.
包括那个时候旧约里面神的选民一样都在里面。
Including the chosen people of God in the Old Testament time.
所以我们都是亏缺了我们神的荣耀。
For all have fall short of the glory of God.
为什么？因为我们没有真正的看重神所赐给我们的这个生命。
Why is that? Because we did not regard highly of the life that God has bestowed upon us.
那么特别给我提醒的是，我们这些重生的儿女，我们实际上常常呢也是真正的没有看重这个生命。
It's a special reminder to us, especially we are born again, children of God. Sometimes we don't take seriously of the life God has given us.
所以我们实际上你注意看哈，我们一讲到圣经的话，实际上一直是在生命和食物上面，在反复的在讲到这方面。
So if you read the Bible, the entire Bible talks a lot about repeatedly, food and life, and life and food.
还记得在创世纪第一章里面，神是先把一些我们要吃的食物先预备好了之后，再造了我们人。
You remember in Book of Genesis, in the beginning when God created the world, He actually created all the things that we needed to eat first before He created the human beings.
然后你如果再看到最后一本书《启示录》。
And then in the last book of the Bible, Revelation.
那里面讲到将来有多少树在那个河的两边。
You remember how many trees were by the on each side of the river?
而且是
River of Life.
对，每个月都结果子。
And each those trees will bear fruit each month.
这些果子是好做食物。
And those fruits will be good for eating.
所以创造我们宇宙万物的神，他知道我们的需要。
So God, our Creator, who created the universe, He understands our needs.
但是他真正的，他要我们活出他的荣耀来，就是生命。
But what He really wants us to live out is His glory and life.
所以我们来看一看，我们主耶稣他自己亲自的来到地上，来做一个真正的一个人。
So let's take a look at how Jesus himself came to the earth and lived his life as a human.
So it's in Matthew chapter 4.
So it's in Matthew chapter 4.
那是主耶稣受洗之后被领到旷野40天之后，然后呢受这个魔鬼的试探。
So that's when Jesus was he fasted for 40 days and then was led to the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
所以第四章的从第一节到第四节我给念给大家听一下哈。
So chapter 4, I will read to you verses 1
through 4. 我们英文呢就跟着看好吧。
English readers just read along, please.
所以当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。主耶稣在这里把一个真理告诉我们。
Jesus told us a very clear truth here.
虽然神给我们预备了食物，但是我们人真正活的，我们生命不是单靠这些食物。
Even though Jesus has prepared food for us, But man does not live on bread alone.
他们靠的是神口里所出的一切话。
But on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
你们读圣经的是知道这句话，主耶稣他用的这句话是要在生命记里面摩西已经是跟犹太人讲了。
When we read the Bible, we know this verse actually comes from Deuteronomy. God in the Old Testament time already told the Israelites.
实际上，这个《生命记》哈，我们中文翻译也挺好，就是重申的意思，再重讲一遍。
Deuteronomy, that word means restatement.
所以在《生命记》你去看的时候，他把前面好几章《民数记》《利未记》里面出埃及的事，他又讲了一遍。
So when you read the book of Deuteronomy, you see there are lots of words repetition. It's a repetition from what God has already mentioned in the book of Leviticus and Numbers and yeah.
所以摩西在这里《生命记》的第八章第三节里面，他是做了一个总结。
So Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 8 as a summary.
为什么神带领他们在这里经过这样的四十年？
Because God had led them in the wilderness for 40 years.
他是这样说的，他说他苦念你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Here it says, He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
所以你看这里，神还是在对付我们人，我们非常依靠的一个食物。
So here you can see God is dealing with the one thing that we rely so much on, food.
所以讲起来我们人好只知道是吃，根本不知道我们眼睛往上看来敬畏我们这位神。
So oftentimes we care about food only and we don't look up to look up to our God.
所以我们才会有我们人实际上在神的眼里我们都亏缺了他的荣耀。
That's why we all fall short of the glory of God in God's eye.
就是我们没有活出来一个神造我们人，他有他的心意在当中。
We have not lived out the will of God as we were created.
相当于我们已经堕落成就和其他的动物一样，就是吃喝吃喝，然后没有了。
We have fallen just like the animals, eat and drink, and then we vanish.
然后我们再看主耶稣他自己。
Then let's look at Jesus himself.
刚才是他做了试探，他把这句话再次的向我们说出来。
We just talked about how he repeated God's word from Deuteronomy in Matthew after he was tempted.
然后我们再看到约翰福音的时候，第四章。
Then when we look at John chapter 4.
然后耶稣在这里也告诉我们他的食物是什么。
Then Jesus also told us what His food is.
因为在这里主耶稣他的食物，你可以看到他的食物就是要来完成父的旨意，做他的工。
Because his food is to accomplish the will of God and do his work.
所以这个是完全跟我们人是不一样。
And so that's completely different from ours.
所以是在三十二节这样说，耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”
So John 4:32 says.I have food to eat that you do not know about.
这个前面是讲到他正好和撒玛利亚妇人在井旁的一段对话。
Before this verse was the conversation between Jesus and the woman of Samaritan woman by the well.
这个时候他的门徒呢去外面去找食物了。
While his disciples went out to look for food.
然后耶稣呢就在这里和撒玛利亚人利亚妇人后来特别谈到了那个讲到敬拜的事情。
So when Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman, they talked about worship.
然后这个撒玛利亚人妇人听到了，她知道她遇到了这位弥赛亚了，她就离开耶稣去告诉城里的人。
So the Samaritan woman realized she met Messiah, so she rushed to the town, city, and to tell everybody.
她正走之前，门徒就回来了，带着食物回来了。
So just then, Jesus' disciples returned with food.
所以那时候门徒说，跟主耶稣说，主啊，我们拿食物来了。
So the disciples told Jesus that we've brought back food.
所以这句话32节就主耶稣就说了，他说我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。
And there, that's why in verse 32, Jesus said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about.
然后33节，这个门徒们就彼此对问说，莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？
So in verse 33, the disciples were saying to one another, No one brought him anything to eat, did he?
然后主耶稣就继续说了，他说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Then Jesus continued to say to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
所以主耶稣在这里讲到了生命，讲到了食物。
So Jesus talked about food and life in this passage. Yeah.
这位人子的生命，他的食物就是要遵行差我来者的旨意。
So for the life of the Son of God, his food is to do the will of God and to accomplish his work.
这也是我们被称为基督徒的，同样是一样，因为我们是跟随主的人，也是应当。这也成为我们的食物。
In the same way, Christians who follow Jesus, we should have this as our food as well.
所以一样，当我们有这样的食物的时候，让我们才能够真正那个神所要的生命能够有意义。
Therefore, only when we have this kind of food will the life of Jesus have meaning in us.
所以我们再继续回到这个马太福音第六章哈。
So now let's return to Matthew chapter 6.
因为刚才讲到第25节，那么我们就继续往下，主耶稣他跟我们讲话的时候都是用我们能够明白的非常形象来告诉我们。
So now let's continue from verse 25 and beyond. So that Jesus always talked to his disciples, talked to us in very vivid and interesting language.
所以他第一个讲到 天上的飞鸟。
So he first mentioned the birds of the air.
为什么呢？飞鸟它在实际上在地上活的时间不长。
Well, why would he mention that? Because the birds really don't live very many days on earth.
它不种也不收。
They do not sow or reap.
这个确实我们都看到了，我们都看到这些鸟哈，不是动物园的，动物园的你还需要喂它。
That's indeed true. We see these birds. Except for those who are in the zoo, then they got fed.
特别在美国，你雾前雾后哈，能看到很多非常漂亮的鸟。
But in the United States, you often see so many beautiful birds around your house.
而且我们这边，我们的门口好像还有一个鸟的窝哈，一个鸟的窝。
We also have a bird nest right outside our fellowship hall.
有小朋友提醒我们在打扫卫生的时候不要把它搞掉。
So some children actually remind us and do not clear away that bird nest when we do the church cleaning next week.
所以它确确实实他们生活的非常的自在。
So indeed, the birds live a very free life.
而且早晨的时候，清晨的时候，他们的叫声是多么的欢乐。
And especially in the morning, you can hear how beautiful their songs are.
所以主耶稣他讲的确实是他们没有收藏的，那没有收藏的。
And Jesus said the very truth that they do not sow or reap.
他们但是呢，天父的养活他们。
But God let them live, yeah.
所以实际上讲到这里的时候，因为我在泰国有一段经历哈，在泰国有一段经历。
So talking about that, I actually had an experience in Thailand.
我们那包括和一位从德国来的专家，我们有一次在谈论我们的司机开车的司机。
So one time, along with a German expert, we were talking about our driver.
因为他们他的司机和我的司机啊，有好几个其他司机都向我们借钱。
Because in Thailand, when we were there, the drivers, like the German expert's driver and my driver and some drivers for some other one in the team, they all try to borrow money from us.
因为他们早上一早要到我们住的地方来那个开车来接我们去上班。
Because they needed to come early in the morning to where we lived in order to pick us up and go to work.
但是公司的规定呢，不许让他们把车带回家。
But the rule of their company is that they could not bring their car home.
Yeah, 公司的车带回家，因为我们每个人都配备一个车，但公司是不允许他们开回家的。
Because each one of us were allowed a vehicle, but those vehicles are company vehicles, and the drivers were not allowed to drive them home.
所以呢，他们呢，是每个月有收入，但他们很希望。能够拿一笔钱先买个摩托车啊，所以这样子来接我们比较方便。
So even though they have salaries, they wanted to borrow some money from us so that they can buy a motor cycle, and so it'll be easier for them to pick us up in the morning.
所以那个德国专家就跟我谈起来的时候，我倒没想到，但他谈起他说，为什么这些人不存钱？
So the German expert asked me and say, well, why wouldn't these people save some money?
因为在德国，他们说他们都是北方嘛，到冬天是没有食物吃了嘛。
Because in Germany, it's kind of relatively a northern hemisphere, so they usually have no food in winter time.
所以他说他们都会会积蓄，会有这个积蓄的习惯哈。
So they always store something away. They have this habit of saving.
他说因为泰国这个地方是觉得是个亚热带，非常好，是一伸手就水果，他一直是都有。
But in Thailand, it is the tropical area, so you always have food throughout the year.
所以他说这些人是不会有任何积蓄的习惯哈，积蓄习惯。
So the German expert said, so no wonder they don't have any habit of saving.
实际上当时我想，如果能跟他们一样是最好哈。
So I actually thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice to not having to store anything?
但虽然是这样想，但你看看他们的生活了，你想也不行，还得好好的工作。
Even though we say that, but if you look at the life of Thailand people, then you say, oh, you really have to work hard.
所以主耶稣在这里用把飞鸟做个比喻。
So here, Jesus used the birds of the air as a parable.
你们特别要注意到这个主耶稣后面讲的一句话，说你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Pay special attention to the next sentence that Jesus said. Are you not worth much more than they?
所以主耶稣他所讲的是他知道的，是他从父那里来的。
Jesus was talking about something that he knows, and he comes from the Father.
所以他知道我们在父的眼里是多么的贵重。
He knows how much we are valued by our Father.
虽然我们自己有的时候并不那么看重。
Even though sometimes we don't value ourselves very much.
所以主耶稣也说的，他说你们如果思虑的话，再思虑多少，你也没有使你的寿数能够多加一点点一刻啊。
And therefore Jesus said, and who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life?
然后又讲到我们的穿衣裳。
Then he continued to talk about our clothing.
28节说，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？
Verse 28 says, and why are you worried about clothing?
你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin.
所以你可能很多人现在看不到纺线，那个时候在中国到农村去的话，能看到很多人用手工的在那摇线，先摇线，然后再把它织起来织布。
These days we don't see anybody spin, but in the old days, especially if you go to the countryside, you will often see women spin the threads and make clothing.
所以主耶稣在这里讲的，他就非常的切合我们实际的生活。他然后问我们说，他这个野地的花根本不劳苦，也不纺线。
So Jesus was talking about something that's completely relevant to our daily lives, and he said, "Those lilies of the field, they do not toil nor spin."
那么就讲到他用跟所罗门来比，所罗门的穿戴。
But when compared to Solomon's clothing,
他说就是所罗门那个非常极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还根本就不如这个花一朵。
And he said, not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these.
所以你有没有机会摘一朵小花，好仔细看看它的花瓣啊？
So if you have an opportunity to pick up a flower, pay special attention to the beauty of the flower.
所以你可以好好体会主耶稣在这里讲的这话。这个就是这朵小花，小的花，它比所罗门所穿戴的那个要好得多得多。
You could truly appreciate how splendid the little flower is. It's so much more than Solomon in all his glory.
第三十节，所以这句话我读到的时候是非常亲切。主耶稣是说，你们这小信的人啊。
In verse 30, Jesus said something that I felt, that struck my heart. It says, "You of little faith."
确实，一个是亲切，能感觉到他里面的爱。
I could feel how much God loves me.
他说野地里的草今天还在，明天就要丢到炉里，那个时候用来可以做柴火烧饭。
It says, the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace.
但是神还给他们有这样的装饰，他说何况你们呢？
If God so clothes the grass, so will he not much more clothe you?
所以他说呢，就不要忧愁，为吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。三十一节。
Therefore, verse 31 says, "Do not worry then, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing?'"
然后三十二节说，这些都是外邦人所求的。
Verse 32 says, "For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things."
你们所需用的一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
所以主耶稣特别提到，如果是求这光求这些东西的话，是外邦人所求的。
So Jesus specifically mentioned, if you seek only these things, that's what the Gentiles seek.
所以我们如今我们已经是神的儿女的人，这些不应当是我们所求的东西。
Now we are all children of God. These things should not be our primary seeking.
因为我们的天父知道我们在地上我们的生活是需要什么。
Because our heavenly Father knows what we need on this earth.
所以主耶稣在这里在告诉我们，他说你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
That's why Jesus said here, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these things will be added to you.
所以我们特别注意到哈，我们如今我们曾经是也是一样是外邦人。
So pay attention that we used to be Gentiles.
我们是一样，我们只知道注重地上我们的我们人间的生活哈。
Same as everyone else, we pay attention only to our life on this earth.
根本就没有想到我们抬起头来，我们需要荣耀我们的神。
Not thinking about gazing upward and to look at God and say we need to live a life glorifying Him.
而且主耶稣说，当你们如果是先，不是如果，他说你们先应当是先求他的国和他义的时候，这些东西都要加给你们的。
Jesus told us, if we seek his kingdom and his righteousness first, all these things will be added to.
所以我们如今我们都知道我们有了一个新的生命。
Now we all know we have a new life.
那我们就看看我们在新生命里面，我们是不是还是脱离不了这些我们外邦人的时候我们所求的东西。
So are we still stuck with those things we seek when we were Gentiles?
但是我们知道，如果我们是一直住在主里的话，在他的里面的话，我们会逐渐逐渐的脱离我们曾经是外邦人的外邦人，然后真正的进入变成一个主的门徒。
But if we live in the Lord, we'll be gradually able to leave this life of the Gentiles and become the true disciples of Jesus.
我呢是在九三年，好像是九三年十一月份受洗的。
I was baptized in November of 1993.
所以海波是我妻子呢，一年之后也是感恩节的时候受洗的。
海波 my wife was also baptized in November a year later.
就是在这个教会哈。
In this church.
虽然不是在这个地方，但是在我们前面那个地方，但是是在这个教会我们一起受洗。
Even though was not at this exact location, it was at our previous location of the church.
所以我们俩一起真是可以说在主的身体，主的大家庭里面弟兄姐妹的爱，让我们俩开始了一个真正的一个有意义的人生的旅途。
So together we started this very meaningful journey in this church and with the love and fellowship of the brothers and sisters.
所以到今天的话到今天的话23年过去了哈，23年。
So it's been 23 years.
如果你们要问我有什么有什么地方可以说是特别有体会的、有见识的地方，可以说几句的话。
So if you want to ask me what was my special thoughts and comments?
因为我知道到在我们在座的还有很多许多更在这里更年长的弟兄姐妹也在我们当中。
I know there are many brothers and sisters who are more senior than us among us.
但是我愿意真是给我里面我自己真正的一个看到我们怎么样能够从一个外邦人慢慢真正的能够变成是一个 我们的生活能够是讨主喜悦的，不再是外邦人了。
But I'd like to share with you about how we got to see how we can gradually lead the life of the Gentiles and gradually living a life more pleasing to God.
所以我要讲的话呢，我要讲的话，就是说你一定要待在，一定要住在这个神的教会里，就是、主耶稣的教会里。
What I want to say is that you really need to remain in God's church.
当然不是这句话是这样讲，但具体的是很多。
But how do you specifically in the live out this word of remain in His church?
就是你福音晚会、福音会、福音聚会你要去。
I would say go to gospel meeting.
查经你要去。
Go to Bible study.
然后团契你要去。
Go to fellowship gatherings.
我们星期天的敬拜擘饼你要去。
Go to worship services and Lord's table.
如果还有弟兄会也好，姐妹会也好，你要去。
And then brothers' meetings and sisters' meetings should go.
还有我们的退休会也好，或者是团契的露营，你要去。
Go to church retreats, fellowship camping.
不只是这些，好像坐在这里听听的哈，你要去。
I'm not saying just sitting here and listen, but really go.
还有教会里面的受洗的这个敬礼，你要参加，要去。
Go to baptismal ceremonies, services.
还有教会的所有的一些教会的活动，你一定要参加。
Go to church-wide activities.
什么样的活动
？Including
包括我们春季打扫除、秋季打扫除，这也是要去。
Our spring and autumn cleaning
还有一些参加一些其他的一些服务的项目哈，都要去。
And go to serve others.
像清洁厨房
，like cleaning the kitchen，
打扫这个厕所
，cleaning the bathroom，
准备这个我们的会后的点心
，prepare refreshments，
还有探访家访。
And visiting brothers and sisters.
因为听上去这个确确实实好像是，哦，这些都要去啊。
All these things seem very mundane.
这就是看我们到底看重不看重，我们主所给我们的真正的一个救恩。
But it really is a matter of whether you regard highly of the salvation God has.
实际上讲是这样讲，但实际上是并不容易的。
When we say this.We also need to know it's really not easy.
因为有的时候特别到星期五晚上一想，哎呀，工作那么累，算了，查经不去了。
Especially on Friday nights, I feel like, oh, I've worked so hard for this week. I'm so tired. I don't want to go to church for Bible study.
或者是呢，没有工作了，然后求哎神给他工作了，然后就拼命努力，怕这个饭碗再丢掉哈。
Or sometimes when we lost our job and then we prayed God so hard and then God given us a job, God gives us a job.And then I said, I have to work hard so that I don't lose this job again.
所以星期五还加班。
So I have to work overtime on Friday night.
有的时候星期六还要加班。
Or Saturday I have to work extra hours.
团契也不要去了哈。
So I don't go to fellowship.
再加上星期天有的时候，哎呀起不来，算了，今天也不要去了。
Or Sunday morning, oh, I'm so tired, I can't get up. Then, oh, let me just not go to church today.
所以慢慢的，你哈一个一个你养成的习惯，这个可以走，这个可以走，这个可以走，慢慢时间长了。你可能就那个恩典会失掉哈。
So one after another, if we keep skipping meetings, then you will gradually lose the grace you have.
因为不要以为我讲的这些好像只是刚刚我们信主的时候需要这样做。我已经是老基督徒了，这些我都没有关系了，包括一些受洗这些我都可以不参加了。
So what I said was not just pertaining to new believers.So for those of those Christians who have believed in Jesus for many years, you might say, "Oh, it's okay for me not to go to all these anymore."
我们记得有个成语说“十年树木木头树长成才十年。”
So remember, there's this Chinese saying that 10 years it takes 10 years to grow a tree.
所以那个树长了十年，它的木材就可以拿下来。盖房子用了哈，这里我们全都用木头来盖房子。
So once a tree has grown for 10 years, you can actually cut the tree down to use as timber.
但树人呢？树人是多少年
？But what about people?
100年哈，百年树人。
It takes 100 years.
所以真正我们的时候成熟的时候，已经是到我们虽然肉体上面是走不动了，但是那个时候才可能才成熟。
When do we actually truly mature? That's almost the time when we, our flesh can no longer walk like steadily on this earth.
特别是在神的眼里，那是约瑟，记得吗？他扶着杖头敬拜神。雅各扶着杖头敬拜神。
So you remember in the Old Testament that Jacob leaned on his staff, head of his staff, and worshiped God.
所以我们后面的一部分，我特别讲到一些参加一些侍奉啊这些方面，你一定不是光听到，你是要还要行道。
So when I just talked about, you know, participation into all those meetings and worships and services, I'm not just saying it. You really need to do it. You know, heed and do.
所以你是在这里，神会用各样的环境，只要你保留在他的家里，他一定会来造就你。
God will use all circumstances to build you up as long as you remain in his household.
当我们愿意这样子去行，这样去做的时候，这是表示我们真正的来回应啊主耶稣给我们的救恩。
If we're willing to do that sincerely, that means we are willing to respond to the salvation that God has given us.
然后我们愿意把自己交出来，让神来把我们放在这个他的家里面，来把我们磨成他要的样式。
We're willing to give ourselves up to God and letting Him shape us in this church.
所以，当你这样做的时候，耶稣说了，他的应许就是，所有的其他的都会加给你。
When we do this, God promised, Jesus said, all these things will be added to you.
所以我们在这里，当我们去这样的实际的去经历神所给我们的生命的时候，按照他的旨意来做的时候，
So when we practically experience these things, the according to the will of God,
神就会使我们里面的我们外邦人的这个价值观能够改转转变。
God will change our Gentiles' life view.
我们这个时候的我们的世界观就会改变，成为我们看我们的生命比食物更重要。
We will change our value system and consider our life more important than food.
我们就会看我们的生命就比那个钱还要重要。
We will regard our life more important than money.
然后我们就会看到生命比我们的职业，比我们的工作还要更重要。
Then we will see that life is more important than our living and our career.
而且当然这个生命更是比我们要住大房子、豪华房子也更重要。
Of course, life is more important than living in a big house.
当我们生命、我们的价值观改变的时候，被主耶稣改变的时候，我们的看到生命还比什么重要呢？
Once our value perspective has changed, what else can we see as different? Life is more important than what else?
比讲到我们孩子，比他们学习成绩还更重要。
So in terms of the children, we'll know life is more important than grades.
他们的生命，他们也是一样，带到主里的生命比他们学校的成绩重要的多得多。
Their life in God is much more important than their grades at school.
Yeah, 所以特别是有的时候你安排一些他们的活动的时候，你是不是看重真正的把孩子能够带到神的家里面来参加各样的学习和活动。
So when you arrange all sorts of activities for your children, are you considering taking your children to church for various programs?
特别讲到我们这里，当然星期五晚上是比较多的，成人的学习还有孩童的学习都有。
So on Sunday evening, we have both adults program. Friday evening, we have both the adults program and the children's program.
所以你会不会很看重这个能够把孩子带来？
Do you actually view these things as important and bring your kids?
还是说孩子的功课还没有做完，你一定要他做完功课，然后再能来
？Or do you actually, if they still have homework, you want them to finish homework first before they can come to church?
或者没有完成，你就不能来，就不来了
？Or if they're not done with their homework, you just say then stay at home?
或者说安排一些活动，学钢琴啊，或者其他的，都是在星期五
？Or are you arranging various activities like piano lessons or whatever on Friday evening?
还有一些我觉得是更糟糕的，还有的安排在星期天的，是正是崇拜的时间的。
Worse yet, to my opinion, that some activities are actually arranged on Sunday morning during worship.
实际上，我们看到我们后面所担心的，他们这些学习的是为的是什么
So really, we should understand what are we doing for these activities and what are we worried about there.
是不是我们要希望他们能够进到一个比较特别的一个项目里面去啊？一个什么什么天才班啊，或者什么其他的班好？
Do we want them to enter a special program like a gifted program?
然后呢，就能够进入最好的大学哈，非常好的大学名校。
So that the next step they can come, go into a famous university.
所以我想，等我们真正看到这个生命远远远远超过这一切的时候，我们的里面的真正的价值观会被神改变。
But if we really see our life is more important than all these things, then our inner value system will change.
实际上，当你这些价值观改变的时候，对你周围的人是一个非常大的祝福。
So indeed, if you change your value system, it will become a great blessing for people around you.
我们当然对你的妻子或者丈夫是一个非常大的一个祝福。
Of course, it'll be a blessing to your wife or your husband.
那么最最的是对你，我觉得是对你的孩子是更大的祝福。
More importantly, it will be a bigger blessing to your children.
至少他不会常常听到你唠叨，你功课做了没有？功课做了没有
？So that at least they won't keep hearing you nagging. Are you done with your homework? Are you done with your homework?
实际上他们看我们自己的榜样哈，我们自己的榜样把什么看作重要的
？They actually see us as their example.What are we viewing as the most important thing?
因为实际上孩子们他们的观察力是非常非常的敏锐，非常敏锐。
Children actually have very sharp observations.
因为那个我也听到哈，因为听到上次 Dick Andrew 来讲到的时候跟我们讲到。
Remember last week when Dick Andrews came to preach to us?
不是上星期，在前面一次。
The week before.
他的最后的结论是跟大家说是什么？就是圣经神的话语是不可少的哈，是最最重要的哈，在这。
And at the end, he said, "God's word, Bible, is indispensable."
有的孩子马上就可能说到，哎，在我们家里不是，我们的成绩是最重要的。爸爸妈妈没有跟我们说这个是圣经的话语最重要。
Some children immediately commented, "Oh no! In my family, grades are the most important. God's word are not the most important."
实际上，讲到这话的时候，让我回忆到我们自己一样，我们在刚信主的时候，在家里可以说真是很少的谈到神的事情，谈到圣经。
It reminded me when I first believed in God, we rarely talk about Bible and God's word at home.
但有的时候会用到的时候，就是用圣经来。压孩子们哈，压孩子们。
Maybe the only time we used God's word were when we used those words to rebuke our children.
所以我们真正回看我们自己，我们没有真正的把神的救恩，我们所得到的，真正的放在一个非常非常重要的地位上面。
So indeed, we did not put God's word highly at a high status, you know, regarding His salvation.
所以我在这方面，我真是还要感谢我们的女儿和女婿他们真是要鼓励我们自己，他在鼓励我们。
So I actually wanted to thank my daughter and son-in-law. They actually encouraged us.
因为每次那个时候他们。星期天结束之后，都希望我跟海波能够有时间跟他们一起吃饭。他说，然后一起把这个听的道能够一起回忆一遍，一起回忆一遍。
Usually, after Sunday worship, they would want to have lunch or dinner with me and my wife so that we can review the Sunday message together.
所以这时候我觉得是非常好，他鼓励了我们。
This is really a big encouragement to us.
所以我也劝在这里我们的弟兄姐妹，如果也可以这样子做的话，和你们的孩子真正的一起谈你们在这里听到的、学到的。
So I would also like to encourage you, parents here, to review the messages that what you have learned in church with your children.
因为趁着他们还小，你们还有时间的时候，能跟他们在一起。
When they are still young, when you still have time to be with them.Do that.
因为实际上我现在我也是还是很想，他们也很想大家一起。但是你也知道，我们这个会后，这是许多的服事的工作需要做。那个时候，你就拿不出时间来了哈。
So even now, like in our family, I really long to have more time to be with my children. But we also have lots of services, and like even after Sunday worship, so we actually don't always have time to spare.
那么我们不是在这个聚会之后，那么我们想办法找在这一周里面某一天的晚上，好，我们能够还能在一起，能够回忆一下主的话语，彼此的鼓励。
So sometimes we cannot do it on Sundays, so we just try to squeeze out some time during the weekdays and like on a weekday evening to do that and encourage each other.
因为神所赐给我们这些话语是非常非常宝贵。
Because the words that God has given us are so precious.
让我们真是在他的话语里面，我们彼此的得到鼓励和喂养。
Let us all be encouraged and be fed by the words of God.
所以我们慢慢的，我们真是让我们看到，我们啊孩子，我们对孩子是他的灵命的成长是有非常非常重要的责任。So
we should see that parents have such important responsibility in terms of our children's spiritual growth.
不是说到了教会，哦，他们去他们的聚会，你去你的，然后回到家里。 你从来不谈的时候，这个情况对他们没有真正的帮助。It's
not simply that you bring the kids to a church and you come to the adults program and they go to the children's program and then once you get home you never talk about it. That's not of much help to our children.
对，他们需要看到具体实际的榜样和行动。They
need to see the true example from you and your action.
他们知道什么是，他们能看出来什么是你最最觉得是有价值的，最最。
They can perceive what is the most important thing you value in life.
所以，我们在这里就是我们彼此的鼓励。So
let's all encourage each other.
我们要走的路虽然是长。It's
a long journey we gotta walk.
但是是非常非常的有意义。But
it's very meaningful.
一方面，我们有圣灵主耶稣与我们同在。We
have Holy Spirit and Jesus with us.
还有我们的众弟兄姐妹在这里我们一起。
We also have our brothers and sisters encouraging us together to grow.
所以这是有年长的、年轻的，我们都有各种年纪的在一起，这是最最美好的，是一个主的身体。It's
the most beautiful thing, the body of Christ, when elders and the youngsters are all together.
所以我们在这里真是给大家都鼓励，我们一起能够在他的家里面，我们就是来住在他的教会当中。
So I really wanted to encourage everybody that in the God, in the household of God, we can all live together in His home.
当然，我另外还有一点劝勉也是说，如果你是住在这个一个地方的话，就尽量不要换教会。Another
just word of encouragement is if you are living at the same place,
因为这确确实实是这样。
Do your best not to change church.
如果你在一个地方待不住的话。 你学习的功课得很长，一定会要学到的。其他功课在其他地方学。Because
God is giving you some lessons, and if you cannot stay at one place, to learn the lesson, you're gonna have to learn that lesson again somewhere else. That's a long process.
那么下面一句话就是说，你就尽量不要换你所住的地方，因为工作的原因。
The next sentence is next thing I want to say is try not to change your a residence place like because of change of job or relocation.
如果你是为了找到一个好的教会，非常属灵的教会，你为了那个原因到那儿去，然后你再换工作到那儿去，那是非常好。If
you're trying to just find a different church and super good church and for that reason you looked for another job and changed job and in order to move there, then that's okay.
如果你是因为了工作的原因没有办法，因为到那儿工作，然后你去那儿的话，你注意看到，你还是食物比生命重要。If
you are change location, relocate because of a job change and it's a better paying job or whatever, then it's like you are viewing job more important than life.
但是你要讲，你说说起来容易，做到难。
You might say it's easier said than done.
因为你是被别人雇佣嘛，对不对？人家可以解雇你，随时解雇你。Because
we are hired people, so we could be fired anytime.
但是你不要忘记，不要忘记，你如果是一个真正的 主的门徒的话，所有的雇主他们，不然他们信主不信主，他们都很愿意雇的。
But don't forget that if you're a true disciple of God, regardless of whether an employer is a believer or not, they would be willing to hire you.
神会借着我们各样的工作环境，包括工作环境，来训练我们。
God will use all circumstances, including our job circumstances,
磨练我们,
to change us, to train us,
帮助我们成为别人的祝福,
to help us to become a blessing to others.
他会让你在你的工作的地方成为做他的光和做他的盐。
He will let you become his light and his salt at your workplace.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
So let's all pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，真是要感谢和赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
谢谢你给我们赐给我们这样的恩典。
Thank you for giving us such grace.
让我们这些我们人的眼睛能够被你完全的打开。
That our eyes can be opened by you.
我们的心灵能够被你打开。
Our hearts can be opened by you.
让我们能够真正的看见我们在你的里面是何等的宝贵。
So that we can see how precious we are in your sight.
但是我们却没有活出来来荣耀你自己的名。
Yet we have not lived out the kind of life that will glorify your name.
谢谢你让主耶稣基督成为我们的代罪羔羊。
Thank you for letting Jesus Christ to be the sacrificial lamb for us.
从此以后，你不再看我们过去的一切的罪过。
Now you no longer look at our sins in the past.
而是你把一个丰盛的生命赐给了我们。
Instead, you have given us this abundant new life.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你的话在我们里面做这样的工作。
May your words work in us.
因为我们能够珍惜你在地上赐给我们的这段时间，短短的时间。
May we cherish the short period of time you have given us on this earth.
让我们在地上是活出你要我们活出的样式。
May us live out the way that you want us to live.
让我们一个成为一个真正所讨你喜悦的生活，能够蒙你的悦纳。
May we live a life that is pleasing to you and worship you.
祝福我们每一个人的家和孩子们。
Bless each family and their children.
让我们永远知道你的名。
Let us know your name forever.
我们也永远知道跟随你。
To know to follow you forever.
让我们真正知道我们活着是要靠你口中所出的一切的话。
Help us know that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
谢谢主的恩典，我们祷告来奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Thank you for your blessings, and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.